Let's get over to Alan Pollock, who's here with us, and an update on the tech update. Alan, good to have you here, friend.
Great to be here, David. So yeah, a couple interesting things.
Did you notice that one comment that Bill threw out there, teed up a topic for you right away? He says, has all this technology really helped us? And I'd love to have you respond to that question.
That's a can of worms, because some technology is absolutely needed. The exact reason why I built a pricing engine back in 2000. But then I think that there's some technology solutions that have tried to do more than that they should. The jack of all trades and master at none. And so what's happened is there's this melting pot of solutions and there's overlap. And it's actually interesting because it's one of the things I'm going to mention today, but there's inconsistencies between integrations and data and tech, and people are buying more solutions than they need. And so tech is great, but it is also confusing. I won't say it's working against us yet, because I think that's a personal opinion. But very interesting you also bring that up, David, because there is a comment that I wrote down here. Basically, this is what lenders are saying. Are you an AI solution, or do you have functionality that uses AI? Stop branding yourself as an AI platform. And that's a comment that a lender sent to me last week, not due to the program here, but I wanted to bring it up. And it's very true. It's just like the press releases in our industry. Everyone's the best, the lead industry leading. And I get it from the vendor side. I've been a vendor for many years, and you want to catch the eye, get the attention, create excitement. But not everyone is AI. Just because you may have a text field that you can use AI to help doesn't mean you're an AI platform. So I think we need to be better as vendors. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. Hopefully I answered your question, David and Mark.
So awesome. Let's get into your update. Yes.
A couple of cool things. One, I wanted to mention that Spotify. So a lot of us used to be the days of the office, but when we're working and trying to get stuff done and not get distracted from emails, we use Spotify, YouTube Music, and these other things. They just came out with what they call AI playlists. It's going into beta, or it's in beta in the UK and Australia, but you can actually refine and create playlists off of nothing more than text prompts. So you can say, hey, I'd love to hear some jazz music that focuses heavy on the saxophone and has so-and-so sound to it. And it will create a playlist for you with exactly that. So coming soon to a app near you, Spotify's AI playlist sounds pretty cool. Those are the things, David, where AI truly is unique and can do such great things. All right. I want to get into fraud just for one quick second, but we've got more exciting things to talk about. There is a finance worker. He's at a multinational firm. Get this. He was tricked into paying $25 million to fraudsters. And this is extremely important, so pay attention. Using deep fake technology to pose as the company's chief financial officer, they sent this gentleman a video conference call. And in the conference call, they deep faked all the people that work at the company that they said to be on the call. And they requested for him to send the money ASAP, that they were all traveling, et cetera, et cetera. There's a big article on it. You can just Google $25 million to fraudsters. But anyways, deep fake is real. If you don't think it can happen to you, they can record your voice, they can record your video. As the election period starts to heat up in the next 6 months, it's going to become more and more, especially on social media, with people not really saying things that you see. But deep fakes are a really big thing. We don't want to see a world where we have deep fakes occurring and people are wiring their down payment money to somebody that they shouldn't be. So let's be very careful. Let's be on our toes and let's work with our borrowers and let's keep them in the know. By the way, same goes with vendor payments, right? Lenders pay a lot of money to vendors. They pay upfront money. They have guaranteed contracts. So this can happen anywhere. Now, with that being said, David, check this out. In California, and they're talking in Alice, I'm sure maybe this will be a great topic for you to touch on next week. 20 to 25% of residential lending, it happens in California. And what they're talking about is a bill to give consumers the right to opt out of automated underwriting tools. I don't even know where this would occur, that a loan officer would even tell a borrower you have the option, right? A borrower wants to be qualified quick. They want to get a commitment letter out. They want to know what they can afford. Could you imagine as a lender having to manually underwrite or go down an alternative path because the state created a regulation where borrowers can opt out of automated underwriting?
Yeah, we talked about that last week briefly, and it's one of those ones where it starts a process where we keep
saying, yeah.
Could it happen? Yes. Could it go nationwide? It's being floated in California, so it could be concerned.
Yep. And back to your question about technology, these are areas where technology is critical to the cost and the overhead and what it actually takes to move a loan through the process.
Yeah.
All right, David, here's another great item. So we had the Mortgage Innovators Conference going on this week. My good friend, Paul Gelati, with a couple other folks, put that together. It's their third annual. They're very excited. I think it kicks off today or tomorrow. So good luck to those folks. And there's a good lineup of speakers. So if you're headed out there or you're listening to this after, I'm hopeful for the results and the feedback of being a lot of great content about how to move our industry forward. All right. Now, David, let's talk about Sue Woodard from Stratmore Group. So Sue posted an article on LinkedIn, and I reached out to her for permission to talk about this. So thank you, Sue. And we're also, David, you and I are coordinating to speak with her for a technology interview. But what she basically said, she put this great comment out there. She said, straight talk from a recent Stratmore technology group meeting. They said to the lenders, tell us your pain points. Without the vendor knowing or being here, what is it you wish vendors would say? And these are great ones. Listen to this. Quit telling me about your roadmap and be honest about the road you are on today. Just tell me what we can realistically expect. You ready for this one? Show me the real system, not vaporware. Then she gets into a few more. I won't read them all. We're going to save some for the conversation with Sue, but one or two other great ones are, help me better support what I have before you try to sell me something new. And this one's great. Oh, there's two more. I really got to bring both of these in. There's a bigger list. Fix existing problems before you tell me about new features. Help me help you. And then the last one I'll bring up today is, if you have to lay off employees, don't lay off the people who know the industry. So yeah, there's a lot of great feedback. Sue tees off a bunch of more topics, as well as if you're a technology provider, she has an article where she's talked about going to therapy, lenders and vendors. Back, it's funny, back to the comment about, is technology hurting us or not? I think we all need to do a better job. I think we need more transparency and clarity in what we're paying for. Places like the Mortgage Collaborative, those are fantastic places to speak to vendors and be real and open. David Kittle, you probably have had some of these similar comments and points of feedback with your technology providers, but in the end, we need to work better together. We need to try and stop as a vendor doing everything and understand that lender needs to break their risk apart. They need different options on different types of channels or loans. It's not a one for all and all for one. And we need to work together as an industry, especially with the cost being higher. So I'll end on that positive note, David. We have awesome technology solutions. We have great vendors, great lenders. We just need to do better.
Yeah, a lot of room for improvement. I like that one. Could you just make what's there what you sold me last time?
And shout out to Sue for putting that together. We appreciate letting us use that.
A good friend. Sue, that's a good friend. Looking forward to seeing her at the Total Expert Conference later this next month. And so, good. Appreciate it. Look forward to that interview with her.